From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. The percentage of students at the state's flagship universities who are black has declined since then-Governor Jeb Bush ended race-based enrollment policies back in 2000. That's the conclusion of a Washington Post analysis. It's one of what will be many stories examining Bush's education record as he prepares for a presidential run. WLRN's John O'Connor tells us much has also improved for Florida's minority students in the last 15 years.
When then-Governor Jeb Bush eliminated race-based admissions, a little less than one in five students at Florida universities was black. Today, about one in eight students is black. Officials at the University of Florida and Florida State University tell the Washington Post they're having a tougher time recruiting black students to campus. National data shows black students, on average, are more likely to graduate from a Florida university. While the percentage of black students at state universities is declining, the percentage of Hispanic students has more than doubled since 2000. Overall, minority enrollment at regional schools like Florida International University, the University of Central Florida, and the University of South Florida is increasing. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
Miami Herald columnist Carl Hyacin shared the stage with singer Jimmy Buffett at a rally at the state capitol in Tallahassee yesterday. They want the state to make an expensive land purchase to help restore the Everglades. The 47,000 acres is just below Lake Okeechobee and would be used to store and treat polluted water that flows from the lake, Hyacin told the crowd.
Restore the Everglades. Save our drinking water. Now is the time to end the environmental and economic disaster on Florida's east and west coast, the torrent of polluted water that's poisoning our rivers and threatening our beaches. The time is now for them to respect the will of the voters.
And that was a reference to the legislature and Amendment 1, the voter-approved measure that makes hundreds of millions of dollars available for the state to acquire environmentally sensitive lands. The state's option to buy the land from U.S. Sugar expires October 12th. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.